Hello and welcome to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast. I'm Sam Lloyd, and coming up in the programme, we go behind the scenes and hear from the grand jury.
It's one of the best events in the world. We will have probably the best horses and riders during all the weekend. So with an interesting cross-country course designed by Mark Phillips, and we'll see who will be the winner on Sunday evening.
We speak to an ambassador of this year's charity.
It's so a wonderful mentoring charity and organisation that really connects and engages with young people and just brings out their sense of potential. Watching it grow has been amazing, and very proud ambassador I am indeed. Thank you.
And we find out what to expect from this year's cross-country course.
The one I definitely wanted to change last year was Clarence Court at the Dairy Farm, because that didn't really give me the picture that I was looking for. But once you make one change, it has a snowball effect, you know, or the domino effect, and it sort of brings on lots of different ones.
Once again, there's huge excitement surrounding the prestigious Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. But what does Burley mean to the riders? Well, let's hear the thoughts of Zara Tyndall and Oliver Townend. But first, let's start with defending champion Tim Price.
Burley represents the end of the season. It's the most challenging, you could say, of all the five stars. So there's these things that it represents. Maybe the culmination of everything you've done in the year, hopefully being able to deliver that into one performance, or in my case three performances here at Burley. But no, it's just the holy grail, as everyone always says. We just want to come and do a really good job around such a tough track as this. And now it's a bit different for me, having won it. It brings a different stigma, but I'm trying to ignore that and just get on with my job and take every little mini step as it comes along, and look forward to having a good week.
Personally, I started my career here with Toy Town, so it's got a very big place in my heart. You know, I love coming here. It's a great event. We're also very well looked after, and the competition is always at top class. So, yeah, I love coming here.
Very, very special event. It's our Wimbledon, our Grand National, our Hickstead Derby, our Olympics to a certain extent. You know, it's a very, very difficult event to win, probably the most difficult event in the world to win. But it's a very special atmosphere. I've been coming here since I was 2 years of age. So it's a place that's very close to my heart.
Hi, I'm Will Furlong, and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
Burley is top-class competition at its very best, and the grand jury of Xavier Lesos, Christina Klingspor and Nick Burton have a pivotal role as judges, known of course as the grand jury. Our reporter, Justina Simpson, caught up with them on the eve of the event to find out what they'll be looking for in terms of the competition.
Well, in the dressage phase, we're looking for obedience, suppleness, correct paces, horses that are well balanced, that can show differences within the paces, and of course are relaxed enough to be able to walk and halt and rein back, but also active enough and energetic enough that they can show interesting movements and clear differences within the work that we want to see.
Because it's a completely different principle, isn't it? You're asking for endurance and stamina over the cross country, you're asking for agility for show jumping, and then you need to rein them right back and get those precision moves.
They are different, but they're also related. Everything the event horse does in the dressage arena is related to what happens in the cross country. What happens in the cross country is still jumping for the show jumping. It's not the highest level of dressage like Grand Prix, it's not Grand Prix show jumping, but it's relative to the level that we want to test the event horse at the very highest level, which is 5-star.
And for you yourself, what does Burley mean for you? But more particularly, what's it like to be a grand jury judge? It must be incredibly enduring to just stay across all the horses over such intense days.
I think the Burley for me has been very special as a rider, as a trainer, and also I think it's my fourth or fifth time of judging here as well, so it's a very special place for me to be. Yes, it takes a lot of concentration to judge the dressage, and we, as you will see, will judge from different cabins, different huts from different places. So my colleagues and I will sometimes have different scores and sometimes we'll have the same scores. That's the purpose of sitting in different places. It takes a lot of concentration, but that's all part of the fun.
It's my first five-star and it's one of the best events in the world. We will have probably the best horses and riders during all the weekend. So with an interesting cross-country course designed by Mark Phillips, and we'll see we will be the winner on Sunday evening.
And what are you expecting from the dressage tomorrow?
As Nick said, just looking about the training scales and how the horse is training by the riders, so the correction of the paces, the suppleness, and how they can offer each movement after each movement, and really going forward into the test, which is quite interesting with the five-star test, we'll see.
This is a hugely important role. Really, what you say counts. You can sort of decide the future of the horses throughout the competition. Not much pressure for you there.
No, I think we are a very good team here, and we are surrounded by very, very experienced people as well. And we will do our best job to make this competition, you know, fun, fair and safe for everybody. So, and we know our job, and we're going to do our best to not make too much problems.
In terms of the bit you look forward to most, is there a particular phase? Is something you really strive to watch every time?
It's, of course, the cross-country. It is. I mean, absolutely. And especially here, as Xavier already said, I mean, it's an amazing course Captain Mark Phillips has done. And I think we all are very excited to look at the cross-country, how the result will be. And, of course, I'm sure we will have good dressage tests as well. So we're really looking forward for every day.
Hi, I'm Willa Newton, and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
This year's official charity is the John Egging Trust. And to find out more, our reporter Joe Tooner spoke to the impressionist and comedian John Culshaw, who's an ambassador of this amazing cause.
John Egging, of course, was the Red Arrows pilot who tragically lost his life at the display in Bournemouth some years ago. And the charity was set up in his honour by his widow Emma. And really, it's a wonderful mentoring charity and organisation that really connects and engages with young people and just brings out their sense of potential. Many times they didn't even realise they may have had such potential, but it really gets them to think great of themselves when they've had to face some very tough challenges through no fault of their own in many instances. So it's a wonderful mentoring organisation. Watching it grow has been amazing, and very proud ambassador I am indeed. Thank you.
Good work. Now, what first you drew you to the charity? How did you first get involved?
I was invited to speak at the Red Arrows End of Season Guest Night. About 11 years ago, I was invited to be the comic turn. And in return, I was given a flight in one of the Hawk aircraft, which was, I think that's the closest I'll ever get to being in the International Space Station. It was a very wonderful way to experience gravity and the lack of it and the bulk of it at times. So that's how I got to know the Red Arrows, really, and I've had an association ever since.
This weekend here at Burley, potentially tapping into a new audience who might not be fully aware of what the John Egging Trust represents, what it does, and in turn inspiring them to find out more.
Yes, exactly, and just as we say, turning on that sense of ambition. A few weeks ago, I was with a group of young people at an equestrian centre not too far from RAF Scampton, as a matter of fact, and they were being introduced to working with horses and grooming and all these sorts of things. There was one particular girl there who started the day with a real phobia of horses, thinking this was not something she could do at all, but just with the right kind of support for a few moments, it completely switched the light on in her. And she left the day with complete enthusiasm. The phobia was a far, far distant memory. I wouldn't be surprised if in 10 years' time she's competing here.
What's your connection? Are you somebody that we can see on horseback from time to time? Have you got a secret horsey habit?
I remember being put on...
That's a no, isn't it?
I remember being on a horse in Bantry a couple of years ago, very, very nervously, just trying to stay upright, really. And
it's tougher than it looks, isn't it?
Oh, it really, really is. One very memorable experience I had sat on the back of a horse was when I was filming a gladiator scene for Dead Ringers, and I was there in the Russell Crowe kit, and so I had to sit on one of the horses of Rome, of the Roman army, and it was a mighty beast, and I think it was enjoying winding me up, actually. Just like giving a few jolts and jerks just to make me nervous. They know, they love to play with your horses. They are majestic creatures.
Hi, I'm Ginny Howe, and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
Well, let's now focus on the competition. And after 2 days of top-class dressage, where the lead changed hands on so many occasions and some excellent scores, it was top British rider Pippa Funnell who claimed the top spot with MGH Grafton Street on 22.8. And what a week she's having, as Pippa was, of course, part of Team GB that won silver at the European Championships last weekend.
I'm really, really delighted. I loved riding him. He just felt really wonderful in his brain. And as soon as I sort of went in the arena and the feeling he gave me outside, I quietly was excited, you know, when they just feel as though you just sort of feel they're on form. I think it was a pretty fault-free test. So absolutely chuffed with him and his brain, and felt like he really rose to the occasion and lifted himself and said, I'm going to behave myself.
And so with the dressage completed, what can the riders and indeed the equestrian enthusiasts expect from this year's cross-country course? Well, I caught up with designer Captain Mark Phillips to find out more.
The one I definitely wanted to change last year was Clarence Court at the Dairy Farm, because that didn't really give me the picture that I was looking for. But once you make one change, it has a snowball effect, you know, or the domino effect, and it sort of brings on lots of different ones. Yeah? And then we'd had the horseshoe at number one for a long time from the Olympic Games in London. So this time, you know, Lambert's been part of Burley since the beginning, and so we put Lambert Sofa at number one, and just sort of one thing led to another. And then, you know, we have new sponsors coming in, and so it's sort of a process that doesn't happen in a day, but sort of evolves over a period of, you know, 5 or 6 months.
What about the nature of the terrain here? I mean, you're a course designer all over the world, but what's Burley like to work with in terms of the course?
Well, it gives the designer an unbelievable amount of options. You know, when you've got a flat track, you take off on the flat, you land on the flat, and, you know, there's not much you can... It is what it is. But here, with all the undulations, you can take off at the uphill, take off the downhill. You never want to land on the uphill, but lots of places where you can land on the downhill, so that takes the jar away from the horse's legs when they land. So and it gives you the chance to make the optic, the perception of the size of the horse, much bigger, because you measure it, the fence is not out of the ground, but from takeoff. So, you know, if the fence is, you know, 6 inches lower, it obviously from takeoff looks 6 inches bigger. So with the optic here, we have a lot of chance to make the fences look massive, which is Burley.
And so the scene is set for a fantastic weekend ahead of competition. So join us next time when we'll bring you all the action from Cross Country Day and continue to enjoy what is the magical Burley experience.